You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED.
Most interesting thing in tech, a tweet storm by Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, about open, decentralized social networks. So Dorsey went on this tweet storm, and he said, look, Twitter's going to take five engineers, and we're going to put them in charge, coming up with some decentralized standard for Twitter, for other social networks, that everybody can adopt down the line. Followed it up with a whole series of other tweets. And it's kind of a beautiful, beautiful vision. Imagine if there was some open standard and I could build my own version of Twitter with my own rules into which the Twitter data would flow. Imagine different versions of Twitter that some hire fact checkers, some have really strict standards on free speech, some have really strict standards on who can post what. Some are completely open. They can all compete. You can imagine great competition, evolution, could be good for Twitter, could be good for American democracy. So Dorsey got a lot of love, a lot of retweets. Two concerns. First, this is how Twitter used to work. Twitter was built on very open protocols. Twitter clamped down, though, once they started trying to make money. Once you have promoted tweets, once you have advertising, you really want to control how it's viewed and how it's seen so that you can monetize it. So if there was a world with a whole bunch of other Twitters, if I launch my own interface for Twitter, maybe I have different rules about revenue. Maybe Jack Dorsey makes less money. Probably Jack Dorsey doesn't like that. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, Twitter put five people on this, right? They probably have five engineers devoted to making their salad line more efficient. It's not a huge investment from a company of that side. Still, overall, I'm totally into open source. I'm into decentralized platforms. I like the way Twitter worked. So at the very least, Dorsey has started an interesting conversation, and credit to him. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.